With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Technology continues to make advances, which has helped both farmers and ranchers. And it's not just here in the United States, but it's catching on in other nations as well. Dan Swofford of Virginia Cooperative Extension is discussing some of the promising technology and agricultural uses related to unmanned aerial vehicles, which we also call drones.
Right now we're looking at just flying over the livestock, kind of evaluating how everybody looks, where the technology is getting closer to where we can put an ear tag, and then it will transmit up to the drone their location, their ID, and their body temperature. Where you got a herd or a flock out there that you can fly over, it will transmit up to the drone those key points of identification, and the farmer or the producer can sit back and say, oh, number 286, temperature's a little bit high, we might want to walk out and take a look at her. Or maybe we want to drop down the drone and get a closer look. On the crop side, in China and Japan, they use drones to spray for pests. We are beginning to get into that into the United States. Another thing, that same area is looking at drones to do some spot planting, where you could have a spreader mounted below the drone that would fly low enough that you could sow seeds in areas where you couldn't get to, maybe it'd be too wet or something, and you didn't want to mar up the field for that small spot.
And more uses are being discovered for drones nearly every single day. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.